Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Some big news on this Wednesday. Alan, President Trump is set to announce Jerusalem as Israel's capital, upending, as the Times says, nearly seven decades of American foreign policy. Arab leaders warned Mr. Trump that it would disrupt the Middle East peace process, perhaps fatally, and could unleash a new wave of violence across the region.
Well, everything you just said, David, is certainly true. The Jewish state, Israel, always has said that Jerusalem is their capital. Of course, there is a belief on many Arab states, including the Palestinians, that this has to be negotiated because the Arabs think that Jerusalem is their capital also. Our allies, we're talking about Egypt and Jordan and some of these places which have been good friends of the United States and have been somewhat courageous about it, although they've gotten a lot of American money, I have to say, are dead set against this and have called and warned the president, as has President Macron of France and others, that this is going to upset the apple cart. But he is doing it, and there are going to be repercussions, no question about it. People are not going to be safe. The U.S. government is telling Americans to stay away from crowds in Israel, and I wouldn't be one bit surprised. I would hate to see it, but I wouldn't be one bit surprised if there are manifestations of this unhappiness in other places in the world, including this country.
Interesting story moved yesterday, Alan. Germany's Deutsche Bank has received a subpoena from the U.S. Special Counsel investigating possible collusion between Trump's campaign and Russia following the money.
Well, I don't have any question. I love the fact that our local cable group are playing all the president's men, I think, a lot now, because the whole idea is a huge comparison with what happened to Dick Nixon. I was fascinated by the fact that this president has said, my personal finances are off limits. And that's when you begin to hear the dark music playing in the background. We know we haven't gotten his tax returns, and we know now that the special counsel and others are asking Deutsche Bank to produce records of Trump's personal transactions. And Trump has said that's where the line is, which means, I think, if he goes there, that that is the excuse for firing Mueller. And if they fire Mueller, then the question is what the people in the United States Senate and the House of Representatives are going to do about that. Are they going to pass some kind of an assurance that a special prosecutor cannot be fired? In other words, go back to the old special prosecutor law or create some kind of a position if he fires Mueller so that Mueller can continue with his work. The United States Congress can certainly find the money to do that and the authority to do that. So now is crunch time. Will the president fire Mueller? I've said all along that I don't think, if what I suspect is true, that he's going to have any personal choice. He's going to have to do it.
Speaking of Russia, how about the headline that Russia is now banned from the 2018 Olympics? Athletes have to compete under the Olympic flag.
David, this is a tough one. The Russians have wonderful athletes, and it now appears with some certainty that they did have a major doping program. And since that is the case, at least that's the allegation of the case, the international group has said out, you can't compete. But if your people are dope-free and if they meet a number of criteria, then they can compete, but not under the Russian flag, but under the Olympic flag. And, of course, the Russians aren't happy about this, but too bad. If they did it, and certainly they know much more, the Olympic organizers know much more about this than I do. They say they did it. And then how can you let it happen? How can you let one country cheat, win a lot of medals, and think that it's okay? They had to do what they did. I don't know if their reaction is going to stick or if it's strong enough, but they did what they had to do.
Not so long ago, we were greeted to the news that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson had allegedly called the president a moron. How about this, Alan? Trump, of course, questioning the validity of the infamous Access Hollywood tape, but the vice president's wife, Karen Pence, reportedly has her own opinion of the man caught boasting about sexually harassing women. Reprehensible, just totally vile, he said. Pence's spokeswoman denied it in a tweet.
Well, we know from all of those who are leaving the Senate that they have said that their colleagues hate the guy. Can't stand them. We do know that anybody who heard this kind of stuff, the famous tape about grabbing women by the genitalia, they can't like it. It is reprehensible as anything that we've heard. So here we are. I think that you're playing double level chess, two chessboards underneath each other, and you get the vice president's wife allegedly being heard to say something like this. Is anybody surprised?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David, for getting up. I know it's not easy. I appreciate it so much.
That's why the world made coffee.